Going behind and beyond the music. It's Real Talk with G-Love and Kenny the Rocker on Florida Man Radio.
I don't want to see this ever again. Long and slow, here comes the end. Stay with me and take my hand. I'll take you away. I know a place like paradise for the life inside your eyes. We can rise above the skies. I'll take you away. Even in the darkest times, just know it's gonna be alright. I don't wanna make you cry tonight. And even in the darkest times, everything will be just fine. Together we can be the light that shines tonight. I don't wanna see this ever again. Long and slow, here comes the end. Stay with me and take my hand. I'll take you away.
All right, G-Love, are you ready? Are you ready over there? I startle you?
Well, you did, because that song is so, like, great and, like...
I know, I want to keep playing it. Hey, listen, tonight on Indie Spotlight, the singer from the band The Black Academy, all the way from Switzerland, Gregory Crimson. How you doing, Gregory?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
You know,
how
I was good. I'm doing fine. I am doing fine. You know, we're in Florida, and today was a beautiful day, so everything's good.
Yeah.
Say hi there, G. Did you say hi?
Hi there, Gregory. How are you doing?
Hello.
You know, it's so funny because, yeah, you know, we were all trying to figure out, is he going to have like a major accent? Are we going to be able to tell that he's from Switzerland? And you sound like you're right here from the United States.
Yeah, most people said that to me. Thank you so much.
did you have to work on that, or is that just your? That's just the way you. I mean,
it's actually my mother tongue, was my first language.
What
English?
My father grew up in yes.
Oh,
your father grew up where?
In an American school.
Okay.
Had lots of teachers from Boston.
Now it makes sense. Boston.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I love the song. What was the name of the song again? That's something new, right?
Here comes the end.
Here comes the end.
Yeah, it sounds like COVID-19. I'm like, it's all the words for COVID-19.
Exactly. It is exactly about it. Yeah, yeah, of course.
See.
So, Gregory, I have to ask you, because you're over in Switzerland, as far as the COVID stuff, are you guys completely done with that? I mean, is everything full go? You guys running? Nothing shut down? How's the music scene over there?
So, it's pretty good. Problem is the COVID-19, it's stopping everything a little bit.
Right.
Like, you can already have bands like Iron Maiden going on tour. Nobody can be there, so different ways. There's a lot of people are losing jobs and stuff. Horrible.
Right. So sounds like you're jogging,
that's
man.
That's where I get my inspiration.
You working out? Yeah. Working on your abs? What are you doing?
Yeah, it sounds like you're huffing away over there. What are you doing, running with the phone in your hand?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
No, I'm just walking back home, actually.
So he's walking back home.
So I it's been a walk.
Well, yeah, they exercise in Switzerland. Yeah.
It's pretty late down here. It's like 1 a.m.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, you're a rocker. You can handle it.
Yeah, man. No, it's all good. So, back to your band, The Black Academy. How long you guys been together?
We've been together since 2016.
Okay. So, four good years.
Then things split up a little bit. Members of the band just had different interests.
Okay.
And I just kept going. I said, guys, I cannot stop here. I got to go. Sorry. You either follow me or you stay home. They chose the second choice.
Right. No, listen, the vocals sound great, man. Where did you record that at? The song you just played.
It's in my own recording studio. I have like one computer, one microphone, And it's pretty it. Maybe a keyboard? Yeah, a keyboard. I got a keyboard.
He's got a keyboard, man.
Wow, that sounds good.
Let me ask you some other off questions. The thing is, now in Switzerland, what is your biggest, name your, like, the top three biggest rock bands from Switzerland, because you'll know.
I know Gotthard. That's one. That's actually the one and only band for the moment. It's pretty known for years.
Right, right.
That people around here talk about it. I don't know if it's so well known in the USA. Maybe they probably have fans everywhere. But I absolutely know about the Black Academy.
Right, there you go.
There you go.
That's all you need to know.
Hey, luckily, you know, over here in the States, they may make you drop the black part, just so you know.
She's kidding, by the way.
What do you mean?
No, I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding.
No,
seriously.
What do you mean?
No, don't even go there. She's trying to bring in politics.
No, it's just crazy stuff.
I just didn't understand the question.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah, good.
Yes. No, the thing is, well, you heard
about it. I just trust you guys.
I know.
Yes.
So I know you, I think you're pretty young from what I can tell, but you, now, as far
you
as.
Think? Yeah, you look young.
Well, no, but did you guys hear? I mean, let me ask you this, because I want to talk rock and roll too. Don't get me wrong, but you're from Switzerland, so I want to know stuff.
There you go.
First of all, can you smoke weed there? Is it legal?
Yes. It's actually not real weed, but you know, it's just called CBD.
Oh, you can do the CBD stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then
They have awesome chocolate, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I know. I've been there.
Chocolate for sure, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Switzerland.
Swiss Miss.
I used to fly in there a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
And watches.
Yeah, watches. And I used to get my Swiss watches there. You're absolutely right.
Especially music. Since 2020, where the album was finished.
Right.
The Black Academy is going to come out with a second album in, like, say, like, 6 months from here.
Okay, so in the middle.
And we're going to drop it with labels all around the world. That's the plan with our manager. So everybody can hit a different continent.
Right.
In the world.
Can you sit on a bench for a minute?
So we can spread our message, which is actually a beautiful message that we're trying to express through our music, and we are pretty proud of it.
I like the kid. I mean, I like the guy. Yeah. He's promoting.
He needs to sit down.
I just went to the Black Academy.
I love that. Listen, that's totally that's the same kind of S I would have done. So don't worry about that. I think I'm proud of you. Hey,
yeah.
We're
really trying to push the project. So yeah, of course, I'm all ears.
Listen, what kind of music did you? What was your influences over there in Switzerland? What did you that got you into music in the music to begin with?
Well, I started with bands like Bullet for My Valentine.
Gotcha.
And then Sevenfold.
Great band.
Heard some stuff of Metallica, Linkin Park for sure.
Okay.
Then I went on pretty anything after that. And now I just listen to any great song.
No, I got you. No,
but I yes.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, but I really enjoy to play it live.
Of course, right?
Rock music live, play rock music live. It's just incredible.
Now, is there a lot of clubs in Switzerland?
It's a different feeling.
Is there a lot of clubs in Switzerland for you guys to play? I mean,
they're pretty good festivals. Yeah, we got pretty good festivals.
Okay. Just checking on that.
Well, not only that, they have a lot of access to great transportation. Like, you can get on a nice train and just go into the next country, things like that. So they have beautiful festivals, especially heavy metal, rock and roll shows.
They got that big Swedish rock fest, right?
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do I get on that? How do we get a contact on that?
You got to know the Black Academy. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I'm just not
You're
in the...
You're talking to him right now.
I'm not in the know, right?
Well, you might be now.
You guys sound like my friends. That's pretty cool. Thank you. Appreciate that.
We hope we come across that way.
Yeah, we try, right? We try to give everybody love. So now, have you brought this band to the States yet?
Sure.
In the last 4 years? Have you been here in the States?
Of course.
Oh,
in the States?
Yes.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Never for the moment. But we're coming on 2021 for the Hollywood Awards.
Okay.
I've been nominated for the song Here Comes the End, the Hollywood Music Awards, so I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, good for you.
And I'm gonna see the States for the first time.
Oh, good for you. Good for amazing. You. And you're going to Hollywood, obviously. You're going to California.
Yes. Straight to Hollywood.
Oh, no. There's a lot of crazy people there. You be careful. You be very, very careful. They will kidnap you.
Directly. That's pretty amazing. I'm pretty proud of it.
No, I think it's totally awesome. You'll have a great time, too. You'll have a hard time making it back to Switzerland, honestly. After you go out to L.A. I lived out there for almost five years.
Girls are beautiful, just so you know. The Swiss girls are beautiful.
The girls are keeping you
there.
Oh,
yeah. The girls are beautiful over there. Right?
We're in Switzerland, not in Swedish.
I know. Well, one of those places.
Oh, my God.
Switzerland.
She's serious right now.
No, she's not.
No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. Yeah,
I love his laugh. He's got a great laugh.
So,
thanks,
no, it's all good, man. So if people want to be able to, like, track your band down and stuff, where would they go? There's, like, blackacademy.com, Facebook. You got Twitter, all the social media stuff. What do you got going on?
So we got Spotify, yeah, of course. We got a website, but it's on Reverb Nation for the moment. Reverb Nation. Oh, my God. I don't know.
Reverb
Nation.
Reverb.
Yeah. Reverb Nation.
There you go. On that one. That's a temporary website because on 15th of November, we're going to put out everything because we're actually still preparing the second album before everything can come out with the labels. So we're going to bring everything together and just bring the complete product to the labels and that's it.
Awesome.
And see what happens from there. We're going to drop with a music video. We're going to drop with a whole new album. We're going to drop with pictures of the band, everything all together. And let's see what happens from there. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. That'd be great. And let us know, you know.
Why for the moment we don't have a website, but we have Spotify and iTunes and all the rest, YouTube, all the rest that comes with it.
Right. G-Love?
Yes, I'm just looking at his pictures. You know, I kind of go into that mode of flirting a little.
Right.
I love your tattoos. You have some really nice tattoos.
Thank you.
Now she is flirting with you, buddy.
Yeah, but they're nice. So you must have got them in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some in Switzerland, some in Italy.
Oh, there you go.
Italy. Yes, that's another way. Can't you take the train to Italy from there?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's beautiful. When you go over in that country,
it's pretty close. You can go by car, you can go by bus, you can go by train.
Mm-hmm. They have great transportation.
Right next to it.
Amazing transportation. Not like here. You got to take a Greyhound bus and then catch a train.
And catch a flight. And then catch a flight. And then catch a boat. And then take the boat to to an Uber.
In Switzerland, they're pretty precise about it. Yes, I must admit it. Pretty good at it.
Right. This last question. I'm a little bit excited about the Switzerland thing too. What do you guys think about the United States?
Yes. Oh,
with everything going on, do you guys think we're crazy?
I always loved the United States. I always loved them.
Okay.
Always. It's a beautiful country. It looks amazing. You got great movies. But I've been raised in Rome, in Italy.
Okay.
So I live in Switzerland, but I grew up in Rome, which I had so many great times. I got into music. You know, it was actually beautiful memories.
Oh.
So you would come hang out with Biden?
Yes. So what?
Would you come hang out with Biden in the U.S.?
What, excuse me? No.
She's messing with you, man. Don't even listen to her, Gregory. So anyways, listen, I love the band. I love the song you sent. Me and EZ were talking about the producer. We're like, that was such a clean version of that. It sounded really pro, man. Really good. And just let us know about the new album. And, you know, when it gets a little bit closer, I mean, we're hooked up on Facebook now so we can talk. And then just let me know if you get to the States. I mean, you got a friend here in Florida. Florida friends. in Florida. Yeah. What are you looking at me like that for, Gene?
Oh, no, no, because you're
actually supposed to tour in the States.
Yeah, so...
That's part of the plans.
Well, hopefully this thing will all be over with pretty soon, this whole virus. I mean, it's shut down it's shut down a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
but,
with the COVID situation, yeah, I understand. Mm. Anyway, I'm listening.
But listen, we'll stay in touch. Let us know about the new stuff. What was your manager's name again? I forgot her name.
Tiziana Hard.
Right. Tell her that I said hi. Right.
What?
Tell her I said hi. And
of course.
And appreciate having you on. And listen, man, like I said, when you get here and you drop the new stuff next month, let us know, and we'll have you on again. And appreciate staying up till 1 o'clock.
Of course, guys.
1 o'clock on a Wednesday night.
You can stop exercising now.
Yeah, go do some crunches.
I actually never stop exercising.
I feel like a fat
really
pig.
I really like sleeping. No, I'm more like a spider man. No, I'm kidding, guys. Anyway,
listen, Gregory, we appreciate it. For everybody out there, make sure you go check out the Black Academy. It's on all social media. And Gregory, I appreciate you calling in, bud. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you. That was amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
Have a great night.
Have
thanks,
great
man.
Night.
Appreciate it. Bye bye. That was Gregory Crimson from the Black Academy.
Stay with me and take my hand. I'll take you away. I know a place like paradise for the life inside your eyes. We can rise above the sky.